Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, heroic can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 42. That M period, A period, M period is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944, like the 216-854 number just did. If you're sending in anything, commercial or music, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. I would like to let people know that on Sundays you can listen to Common Sense Radio, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for musical substance. The Twitter page is Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Or the Twitter page of Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Or Man in the Street 13. That's Man in the Street 13. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Or also on Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. As I look here to see what else is going on, there's also the Facebook page for former episodes of I Am a Superwoman Radio. You can check out some of the musical substance like you heard at the beginning of this show, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, Facebook page of Pete Weeks, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio. It's Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Tomorrow's guest is Lady D. The Facebook page of Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a chef's hat. YouTube, you can check out Miss Commentary, which is all together, space, Cleveland, Miss Commentary, Cleveland on YouTube. Also, www.templabor.org. Also, thelogtv.com. And last but not least for right now, you can check out the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel. We are Cleveland. Nothing but Cleveland artists. As I make my way through, I can at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, dealing with what might have been entertainment or had music thrown in. Right now, we will say that some of the honorable mentions, because we're not sure what they're going to do, but we do know that they did get some attention. So honorable mentions, they're not in the top 10. They want a bubble. But I guess one of the things that's coming up this coming week, this Sunday, if you go to Facebook, Sunday at 1 p.m., the March for Transit Justice, that's this Sunday at 1 p.m., Facebook, March for Transit Justice, happening at Public Square, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. That's Public Square, downtown Cleveland. As we've been calling for Congress to include public transit in one of the two infrastructure bills, and we've secured $10 billion for public transit. Now we must ensure that this bill passes. Senator Sherrod Brown is a powerful committee chairman and in a position to influence the final legislation, so we are calling on him to support better public transit. Join us Sunday, 10:24 at 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Starting at Public Square, we will march to Senator Brown's office as well as the Greater Cleveland RTA headquarters. And we will be joined by groups and organizations also advocating for better health and human services locally, including Clevelanders for Public Transit, In Poverty Now, Organize Ohio, Utilities for All, Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless, Connected NEO, Homeless Congress, and also, I know that this coming Sunday, 4 p.m., House of Refuge around 154th and Kinsman. Dantes Taylor and others are holding a Get Out the Vote gospel concert from about 4 to 8. They even asked Sheriff Kilroy to be a part of that. That's on the bubble coming in. And also, honorable mention, I'll throw this out here before I give you the top 10. It just means that it didn't catch on steam yet. But on Facebook, it's the Art McCoy BMA Bus and Car Caravan, Downtown Cleveland, Part 2. That is this coming Thursday. We will say, really, 9 a.m. 9 a.m. because at 10 a.m. we'll be leaving out. But we will gather Thursday morning, 9 a.m. at 15 Kipling Avenue, 44110, Cleveland, Ohio, Black on Black Crime, Inc., headquarters, as we leave out at 10 a.m., dealing when it comes to lead, the fact that we're dealing with a downtown company that not only had bad dealings when it came to lead paint and children, but also shafted black workers on jobs. And we'll be going down there between 10:30, 10:45 is when we will arrive at Prospect in Ontario, 101 West Prospect, home of course, Sherwin-Williams. Some of the groups that will be there will be Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Father's Lives Matter, the Boss Corps, and many others who had already signed on. We know that women are our leaders as well. So we encourage women to come and be a part of this event. We usually have at least one big field trip per year. This will be our second big bus trip. We'll have giveaways for the first 25 people. We'll have snacks. We'll have coffee. As a matter of fact, what we will do is, this Thursday, something big is happening that evening. So anybody who's car caravanning, saying, hey, we want to wear our Browns gear or have that, feel free to bring that with you and join in with our, you know, caravan. Now, let me give you the top 10 that actually made it on the list, debuting at number 10. If you could Facebook Trappies Bears You Dare Halloween Costume Party. Number 9 debuting on Facebook, Jam Sessions October 22nd with Stoney and the Trees. Yep, Big Stone the Butcher. Number 8 debuting tonight, Harry Styles at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, which is going on right now. Number 7, you can Facebook, Jazz at Larchmere Arts Presents Acacia. Number 6, moving up, DJ Cowboy featuring Miss Pulse Points, Free Sweetest Day, Cabaret featuring Ron B, Mr. Powers, Sheriff Kilroy, Power Women, Dove, C-U-M-R, Suave Gotti, plenty of free food. Yeah, people even went back and got more. That was an excellent affair. Number 5, debuting. Of course, this coming Sunday, a lot of people, it's big buzz because the Rock Hall will be free this coming Sunday. Number 4, debuting. Now, this one's on Facebook. The Cleveland Activist Mayoral Candidates Debate and In-Person Event that happened last Saturday at the African Museum. Number 3, moving up. And what could beat out a couple of mayoral candidates with free food and everything at the African Museum? Well, in the number 3 spot moving up was the first Activist Crime and Violence Convention finale with a music video filming from Sheriff Kilroy. You had DJ Cowboy feature Miss Pulse Points. Free barbecue ribs. Miss Controversy brought her gumbo, and different groups gathered together on crime and violence. That was a major happening where you have dozens of entities and organizations banding together to change what's going on. Number 2 debuting because of how big it is already. This coming Thursday, the Browns, it's international, nationwide Thursday night football special in Cleveland. Beats out the regular Browns games and other things, including the Cavs home opener. This is on the big stage. And then moving up, the Tower City, because of their masses of people last week and this week, their contest that they're having for who open up for Bone Thugs and Harmony. They've been, like, walling off Tower City, and to have so many fans in there is amazing. Before I get to the salutations on some of the people who are no longer with us right now, because I'm looking at that 216-854, and they have been so, I'll say, patient. I also want to give a shout-out to Fathers Lives Matter. You have a new vice president with them. You had the Home Going. That was unfortunately during the same time I was on the radio yesterday, but the Home Going for Summer Hatfield. There was also the rally for Summer Hatfield and others that was held at Department of Children Family Services with so many different groups and organizations who came together, Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army, Power Women, so many different people who showed up. It was a very, very strong statement that was made last week that did not deal with the music for entertainment at all, like, you know, the top 10 list, but it was a very strong and powerful straight-ahead rally that did what it was supposed to do, galvanized and teamed a lot of people together. 216-854 216-854. You are on live. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Love and blessings. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, sister. I know who this is, but can you let the people out there know who are you?
Yes, my name currently is Dorothy, as everyone know me. However, I have in the process of getting it changed to Ilasi. So I will go forth as Ilasi from this forth on. My name is Ilasi. I started a business, Ilasi Center of Hope, and I've been passing out little posters about stopping the violence in Cleveland. I have partnership with Fathers Lives Matter, because Fathers Lives do matter, because this is a we thing, not an I thing. Together, only we can heal the community, because we all have one mission, one purpose, you know, and one focus, and together we can do it. So that's who I am. Oh, currently, I am currently accepted the position as Vice President of Fathers Lives Matter.
All right. And with that being said, I want to say on air, congratulations. It's well-earned, well-deserved. Yep, I would also like to throw out there as say, it's private. But whoever it is who's calling me private on my personal phone line, while I'm live on the radio, you get an infamous shout-out. Now, back to the other. I want to at least say publicly, congratulations. It's been well-earned, well-deserved. I noticed that when you've gone out on the front lines to different activities, you're a people person. You talk to people. Talk to me about what's going on.
What's going on? Well, what's going on is we already have permission from the city of Cleveland for next year, June 18th, 2022, to have a concert / peace festival to help bring some love back to all of our communities, because all of us have struggled with some kind of violence, especially gun violence, which is at the top of the list in all of our communities, all the lower-end communities. It's not about this community or that. It's all the lower-end communities. We are struggling with some kind of violence, and gun violence is at the top of the list.
I'm into that. I'm into that. And when it comes down to it, the date again for next year is?
June 18th, 2022. The flyers is out via video on Instagram and also Facebook. You can look me up on my Facebook page is Ilasi Serenity Walwin, and my Instagram page is Empress Ilasi Walwin.
Okay.
And you also can go to, which is my partner, Cleveland to County. That's where we're accepting all talent for youth, adults, because, again, this is a we thing, and this is a rally / concert festival to just bring all communities together, because we all suffering right now, and we just want to bring some love back to Cleveland.
Oh, man. And what caused you to make this, like, your personal mission? Because you've been dedicated to this, and what I find so unique about you and your position is that you are planning an event this early, and it seems to me like you will almost have everything set and etched in stone at the rate you're going within the next few days. So what has gone into your planning and strategy for you to be so laser focused? What weighs heavy on your heart?
The youth. It's a few youth, especially babies, you know, that lost their lives due to the senseless genocide here in Cleveland and all over. You know, it's just not here in Cleveland. It's all over Columbus, Akron, St. Louis, Detroit, you know, and it's innocent babies. The babies can't even walk to school without neighbors arguing and shooting guns. You know, they can't even sit in the car and eat ice cream, let alone go to sleep at night. You know, what is our babies really going through? What is really going through our youth that 11, 5-year-old would take a gun to school? I feel like that's what we really need to be lobbying and talking about, like what's really going on.
I hear you. And with that being said, I've noticed that you speak with such a passion, but you work hard to get along with everybody. What causes you to reach out? Because you saying it's a we thing, but unlike some people, you're actually proving and showing consistently that it's a we thing.
You know what? Because in order to get back to our community, we got to go back to our community. You know, I'm from the street. I'm from Cleveland. You know, I'm from 4th Ward. I grew up in 7th Ward. Grew up in 9th Ward. Traveling along 4th Ward. You know what I'm saying? 5th
gotcha.
Ward. You know? So I understand. You understand? I was one of them teenagers before I was one of them young adults before. You know, my address used to be 22 Mr. Cranberry, Deuce Deuce. You understand me?
Yes.
So I know what it's like. And I know how you're getting out of you trying to get into programs and they look at you because you're a certain age or 18 or you're 17. And it's like you're really trying to get your last shot and your best in life and there's no programs out there. Like, where's the program? Like, we could sit here and talk all we want to until we blue in the face, but where's the program? And that's where Alasi Center Hope coming in. Hopefully by January 1st, we'll be offering scholarships for the youth to go into these different sports. I have been reaching out to the football coaches. I'm going to start next week going to the boxing gyms in Cleveland. I'm just trying to reach out and connect because it's each one teach one, and it's a community thing. In order to save our community, we are going to have to help. And speaking of the event on June 18th, again, go to clevelandtocali.com to submit all talent for the show on June 18th. That's one of my partnerships. Cleveland Unite is a part of it also. So that's one of the League Ups. Also, Fathers Lives Matter, because fathers'
okay.
lives do matter. It's just a move in progress. Right now it's just in a building stage. I'm still in a building stage because, you know, I'll be reaching out to the councilmen and women of Cleveland, and only a few have contacted me back. So I feel like I have to go do a sit-in for the brothers, you know?
So, in other words, what you're saying is, and I like what I'm hearing so far, that with only a few council people reaching back, that still hasn't stopped you.
No.
I hear you.
No.
So I appreciate talking to you as Commander-in-Chief, CEO for Fathers Lives Matter. I appreciate you. I saw you as a welcome addition, a much-needed piece, a working piece for Fathers Lives Matter, and it's just an honor to have you as a part of that organization. I look forward to working with you and watching you continue to consistently grow. So with that being said, I know I ask a whole lot of things, but with about a minute and a half, something that we didn't touch that's very important to you.
Was very important to me.
Yes.
Oh, that's something hard right now. But the most thing that's very important to me is building and growing a relationship with family, you know, because first it has to start at home. So that's the most thing that's very important to me. Because we have
wow.
to build this cycle at all roots. That's why I requested my files. From defects, you know, debt and children and family
mm-hmm.
services for years and beyond. So that's why I requested my files, so I could show the importance that it is to be with family. Yeah. That's what it is.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. Again, congratulations. You've been a strong advocate in the community ever since I met you, and it's an honor to finally get a chance to work with you. I look forward to seeing you at different events, activities, and watching you grow. Please don't be a stranger to this program.
No, sir. We're locked in for life now.
All right. Appreciate that. All right, and definitely
love and blessings.
Love and blessings, and definitely wish Joe Jones and the rest of the family and organization our very best for this program, and we look forward to talking to you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Peace. And my thing is I'm enjoying the way the program started just for the simple fact that, for me, it's starting off on such a strong note. Since he was one of the names that I called out earlier, I would like to say that maybe I would go through and, since this seems to be a hot topic for everybody, because, we didn't get a chance to just sit back and lose and say, you know something, better luck next week. Oh, no. Thursday night, they get a chance to play again. We don't know how things will go. But one thing I can say, it's going to be very interesting since we do have home field advantage. Let's play something from, I will say, the Kai Dog crew page, GMS Hood Famous, DVD Hood Famous TV. Let's do it.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Guy, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland Force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Moore on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nofu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The C-Town lights getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dog of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game right. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. C-U-M-R, Cleveland Browns, we came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation.
swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception.
We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation, swear to God you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation, swear to God you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah, we gonna shout out the Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Man, and to have the legendary Mike Calhoun for the legendary Daz Band playing the guitar back in that particular track up is phenomenal. I would like to say, in looking at some of what just recently happened, Colin Luther Powell. So Colin Luther Powell, Colin Power, April 5th, 1937 to October 18th, 2021, American politician, diplomat, statesman, and four-star general who served as the 65th United States Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005. He was the first African-American Secretary of State prior to the election of Barack Obama as president in 2008. He and his successor, Condoleezza Rice, were the highest-ranking African-Americans in federal executive branch history by virtue of the Secretary of State standing forth in the presidential line of successors. He served as the 16th United States National Security Advisor from 1987 to 1989 and as the 12th Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from 1989 to 1993. So Colin Powell, born in New York City, 1937, and was raised in the South Bronx, the South Bronx. His parents, Luther and Maud Powell, immigrated to the United States from Jamaica. He was educated in the New York City public schools, graduating from the City College of New York, CCNY, where he earned a bachelor's degree in geology, participated in ROTC, at CCNY and received a commission as an Army second lieutenant upon graduation. In June 1958, professional soldier for 35 years, during which time he held many command and staff positions and rose to the rank of four-star general. He was commander of the U.S. Army Forces Command in 1989. His last assignment from October 1989 to September 1993 was at the 12th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest military position in the Department of Defense. During his time, he oversaw 28 crises, including the invasion of Panama in 1989 and military action, unless it satisfies criteria regarding American national security interest, overwhelming force, and widespread public support. He was the 65th United States Secretary of State, serving under Republican President George W. Bush. His term was highly controversial regarding his inaccurate justification for America's Iraq War in 2003. He was forced to resign after Bush was reelected in 2004. 1995, he wrote his autobiography, My American Journey, and then in retirement, another book, It Worked for Me, Lessons in Life and Leadership, 2012, and pursued a career as a public speaker and addressed audiences across the country and abroad. I would at least like to say that Powell was the chairman of America's Promise, the Alliance for Youth, a national nonprofit organization dedicated to mobilizing people from every sector of American life to build the character and competence of young people. And he won several numerous U.S. and foreign military awards and decorations. That is one thing I would like to at least point out. As I look at everything else that might be happening, I would probably need to let people know that former Indians All-Star catcher Ray Fosse passed at the age of 74. And he was a favorite among Tribe fans in the 1970s, but sadly, an infamous injury sustained during the 1970 All-Star Game derailed a promising young career. R-A-Y-F-O-S-S-E, and that's the one thing about him. And so I would just like to say that it is very, very interesting what I'm about to get into. I am going to at least take the time to play a song, but before I do, I would like to at least say that Brother Melvin Flowers called himself Melvin Hutcherson. His name was Mr. Milligram, also called Super Milligram, who passed. He had been in the hospital for almost 2 weeks. He had chest surgery. I had talked to him. He would FaceTime me from the hospital. He passed last Wednesday. But it was very interesting because while he was in the hospital recovering, he also lived with and looked out for his father. He was a caregiver for his father. His father had fallen while he was in surgery, and his father passed, and they had scheduled his father's home going, the past Saturday. And I remember he was hurt because he wanted to try to go. And I remember talking to Mr. Milligram, and I told him that it's up to him to get better and then keep his father's name and legacy alive, because that may be his father's body, but he should know that that's not his father up there. And he said he understood and overstood. And he was telling me that one of his favorite songs of all time was a song that we recorded together. When I say we, it's because at one time, for a couple of years, Mr. Milligram had joined Black House Sound. He, Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, I believe Suave Gotti, guest starred on Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2. Welty guest starred, Hurricane Bang, myself. But Mr. Milligram was a member of Black House Sound. And so the reason that I say that is that it was right during that time that Mr. Milligrand had recorded a song that had over 1,500 views on YouTube. When I say go to the Joseph Motley Jr. page or Joseph P. Motley, but I think this one was on Joseph Motley Jr. Thank You Jesus CCR2, which featured Mr. Milligrand, myself, Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, over 1,500 views. And during that time, I never look for anything because I just don't. I just do what I'm supposed to do, but I receive one of my most cherished gifts right before the song came out. Mr. Milligrand was a hip-hop workshop, Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop freestyle cypher ambassador. And he was known for freestyles, but it was at one Cleveland State hip-hop workshop, and he brought me a staff. He said, here you go. It's just a gift. Love you, brother. And that staff, I used it in a couple of music videos. A lot of times when I performed from 2016 to 2019, I would use the staff. I had retired, but because he brought up the fact that he liked the song Thank You Jesus, of course, I'm feeling like last Tuesday, I'll just play the record, tag him in it so he'll see it, and it'll help him on to his recovery and everything like that. Wednesday morning, the first activist convention, and I'm figuring, let me pull the staff out. We'll take some photos of the staff. He'll feel good. And got a phone call from Brickhouse Wellness, Dolores Gray, who's friends to his family, who said that Milligrand had passed while in the hospital, and I didn't believe it. I just knew that that wasn't it. The brother had done such work on No Static Radio, Go Get 'Em Inc. Entertainment. He was a show host. The brother was with voiceitradio.com for 3 years. Started off, asked to do it. He was the co-host of the Hip Hop Workshop radio show for several months. He was a big part of Flowmasters with Eric Wilson, Scratch Paper Productions, and Suave Gotti. He made the third person there alongside Shakespeare, Roderick Frog, and I couldn't believe that phone call. Now, here I am prepared for a music video with the staff. I'm thinking, like, she's got to have it wrong. I called Suave Gotti, checked with his family. He had passed. Like I say, for reasons unknown, I don't know how or why or what happened. I know that Milligrand's, Melvin's mom just wasn't in his adult life or with the life of the father. It was him mostly looking out for his father, so I know now that unfortunately it really hurt him that his father passed. A footnote, we'll do something at the next workshop to remember Milligrand. Possibly do it the correct way, because at the father's home going the past Saturday, I'm so glad I didn't go to that, because I wouldn't have known what to make of it. That the mother chose to cremate Super Milligrand and put him in an urn at his father's feet. And I know a lot of controversy came up from Go Get 'Em Inc. or Arashonda, who was real close to Super Milligrand. He worked at her company and pushed her company. And I know other family members were like shaking their head in disbelief. His own flesh and blood family members were like, what happened? But I know it's part of my job to at least let people know that this brother was a real talent. Very spiritual brother. who nobody's perfect when it came down to it. He made the attempt to always push the Creator. He always did his best to do that. So he will definitely be missed. He was a supporter. He was a workhorse. He was somebody who did his best to promote the positives. And with that being said, I'll definitely take my break and put on this particular track from 3342 Music. I'm not a rapper. Time for some R&B.
Got a message that I will surely reach you with my hands to the sky. I thank the Creator for another day in life. Even open my eyes, I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up out the street, and feed my kids with better meal. Who better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit. I came up with a crew, but I'ma light it up. Just download it, when it's on the best and best way, you already like it, it's so exciting, I can make you get excited, I don't try to fight it, cause I did copyright it, I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher, and I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the Creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher, and I got a message that I will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the Creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am 3342.
All right. This one is an 8-foot stepladder for my soapbox. Why is it so short? It's because I only need 8-foot stepladder for my soapbox. It's great to say I told you so, or we told you so. But the Greater Cleveland RTA, GCRTA, is revamping its plan to ensure passengers pay their fares. About 4 years ago this month, a Cleveland judge ruled RTA was violating riders' Fourth Amendment rights by using RTA police to check if passengers had paid their fare. RTA's new program will task transit ambassadors for inspecting fares by hiring unarmed civilians and social workers who are trained in crisis prevention. Since that judge's ruling in 2017, fare enforcement has largely fallen to Healthline bus drivers. The goal is to reduce the law enforcement footprint on RTA systems, incorporate professionals to handle non-criminal issues, provide a better connection with the community, and address any rider concerns. This proposed plan includes bringing on licensed social workers to help with mental health, homelessness, crisis, and substance abuse outreach. Hey, I applaud this. The reason that I just sit back and say I'm thankful for it is, let's be quick and to the point, because sometimes you talk too long and it doesn't make sense. But if you're looking at 2017, where the judge agreed that this is going above and beyond the call of duty, even infringing on the Fourth Amendment, in different clauses, we had told them that a couple of years prior. As a matter of fact, this particular show had spoke about it, because I remember Black Man's Army, along with myself, Brother Art McCoy, Sergeant Major Stokes, the twins, we had taken the Healthline downtown. And we all noticed through complaints that if you have a Healthline that's starting off in a depressed area, or a area that might have poverty, like East Cleveland, and then you're going through the 10-5 area, and we're not talking about the Cleveland Clinic Oasis. We're talking about maybe 105, where a lot of different things convene, and then you go down towards 80th through 55th. The temptation was too high for people to run and jump on there and try to get away without fines. And when people just look like us or our color, and the RTA police were just getting on there and snatching them off, even the NAACP Cleveland got involved and said, hey, enough is enough. And legally, a judge agreed. Now, I always said on this program, and we could look for some of the back stories, but from what I saw while riding the bus, hell, I guess I should have been an ambassador, huh? But anyway, I digress and say that from what I saw and would report on, and even report on it at the RTA board meetings, myself, Dontez Taylor would show up down there, even Reverend Pamela Pinckney. One of the things I consistently said was that the hell with the honor system, start checking the fares at the front of the health line, which they've been doing for the past couple of years. I see no problem with it. You check everybody's fare the same way that you check them in the suburbs, check them in the inner city, hold everybody to that honor system. Let the driver do their job. But again, like we talked about, it is the hospitals that make the money, like Cleveland Clinic trying to get their workers to the job site, or university hospital, or other areas that are saying, we want it fast. We want people to just jump on and jump off. Well, I guess that's why they're taking the time to add in the ambassadors and others so they can open up all doors, which is good that they're going to have that. But some of that might not have been needed if they would have just opened up the door on the front. And sure, it takes a little bit of extra time for everybody to line up and walk in there and show their fare. But then again, it's still a fast ride if everybody goes through the front door and shows their pass or how they have it. It's a fast ride still. So to say that they just have to open up all doors to let everybody on is a farce that I've seen, I know, I've wrote it. It's a fast trip all the way from Windermere through downtown Cleveland. It's a fast trip. It's about 43 minutes, sometimes a couple minutes longer. But no matter what, it's just 43 minutes with them opening up the doors and all of that. It used to be a longer bus ride when they would have the police jumping on there and checking for passes and arguing with people and trying to cuff them and, you know, drag them off in front of everybody and putting it into a police state where young people were looking in and watching police arrest people. That's how that was. My thing is, it was very, very needed that they do start having people and social workers, ambassadors and others, because besides the tickets being a problem, you do have people who actually need help or services. They need it, and it's a blessing that they are starting to hear the needs of the people. So that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. I also want to take the time to say, you know something? You don't get a chance to do everything all the time. You don't. So I'm going to put myself in a mellow mood and play this particular track from 3342 Music. Hey, it's a jazz beat. Be right back. like to give a shout out to Mercedes White, who enjoyed her birthday weekend. It was nice to chill back, especially a few weeks after she walked the stage with a graduation from Kent State University. I enjoyed the company. It was great to be there with her mom, Danielle Woods, who has a lot to be proud of. I appreciate Danielle Woods. It's just been phenomenal since I met her. Been very solid in my life, and I appreciate that very much. Danielle Woods introduced me to a lot of new things. I also want to say that upcoming week, it's very interesting. We've got a lot of different activities that are happening. I do know that, wow, it's a birthday week upcoming for Vanessa's Fashions. You never say things until there are people who aren't in your life or aren't around anymore. Back in the past, her husband, Mo. All I can say is that he did a lot. He did a lot. He was one of the first people who wanted to make sure a young brother like myself stayed up to par, straightened my life out quite a bit. He was a great example, father figure for myself, for a lot of other people. And, shoot, he even allowed, backed me up, allowed her to make sure that he, Vanessa, took a lot of artists, like from the Igloo Crew Records. That was my first time managing a group. He had a lot of support for me. They took a lot of my artists from the Skrilla Boys. That's who Mark Morant asked me to manage for Igloo Crew Records. And they made sure that they had places to perform when they'd get to the West Side. They'd take them here and there. They perform at events for the Chop Shop Renegades, DJ Chicago, with Vanessa. Looked out for a spitbox artist by the name of Seven, who was a phenomenal R&B singer. And Mo, it wouldn't have happened if Mo hadn't allowed it and pushed for it. Glad that I was doing something positive. And you don't forget certain things and certain memories. You don't. I got a lot of exposure being able to work with artists and find gigs and then add it on and enhance to what I was already doing. For Mo, Milligram, Lil Chico, remembering the other brother who died or passed last year, Robert from Raw Dogs, Dirty Clean Fresh. Some call him Dirty Fresh Clean just because. You never know how short life is until you go through it. So with that being said, I'm going to say if you love somebody, care about somebody, you better tell them. That's it.